clap. Come on, some of you, jump up. Come on. Come on, let him know how much you're happy to see him here tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Marty. Bless you, everyone. I'm honored to be here. And my first time here, beautiful sanctuary. Wow. More beautiful than my church, which is okay, but it's wonderful. Amen. I believe the word that I'm going to speak tonight, the Lord gave it to me for this church, even before I knew I was going to be invited, honestly. And I just kept it, and so that's what we're going to share tonight. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you tonight for everyone that's here. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to speak to your children tonight. Father God, I love that scripture that says, in all thy ways acknowledge you and you'll direct our paths. So in Jesus' name, I ask that you direct my path, direct the words, use it the way you want to. Have your way tonight. Speak to every heart in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart, Lord. Set the captives free in whatever way you want, Lord, and I yield myself to you in Jesus' name, and I thank you for what you're going to do in your precious name. Amen. Amen. The best thing that ever happened to me is that I got saved. Amen. Is that the same for you? Amen. That's it. Tonight, the message I'm going to speak, the title is The Significance of Hearing God's Voice. And so, the Lord always, you know, he wants a relationship with all of us, but sometimes we don't think that. But tonight, after you leave, hopefully you will have received God's rhema word for you tonight. Amen? Wow, that's a weak amen. Thanks for the amen. Any amen over here? All right. Thank you. Okay, so God has dealt in different ways and at different times with the human race. And those different times that he dealt with the human race at different times, they're called, theologically, they call it dispensations, okay? So the first dispensation was to the patriarch. The patriarchs were guys like Adam, Enoch, Noah. At that time, God was dealing with the human race on an individual basis. You know, remember Enoch, the Bible said Enoch walked with God. There was no Bibles, so God had to speak to them to get his work done, whatever he wanted to do. And so God was dealing with the heads of families, okay? The second dispensation was the dispensation of the law, when God changed and said, I am going to deal with the nation of Israel. And he said in his word, he said, you were the least of all the people in the world. And so that's how God operates. He likes to take that which seems small and he makes it the biggest, the best, because he is the best. Amen. And so God then was dealing, he gave the law, the priest, and the temple. That was the second dispensation. And Moses was the guy that God chose to use to do that. And today, we are in the third dispensation, and we call that the Gospels. With the Gospels, after Jesus died on the cross, then God began to deal with man on a different level. In the Old Testament, God said, no longer you have to worry about the scrolls, but he says, I'll write my word in your heart. And he said, you shall all know me from the least unto the greatest. And how did he do that? Jesus died on the cross, and after Jesus rose from the dead, and he left and went to heaven, and the disciples were saying, Lord, why you had to go? And Jesus said, it's for your benefit. Why I have to go? Because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit would not come. Now, what can be better than having Jesus? The Holy Spirit. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit indwelt all of us. When Jesus was here on the earth, he was just one person in, he was in one place that he was, could only be in one place at one time. However, when he left, the Holy Spirit came, and now by dwelling in us, we have a lot of little Jesuses running all over the earth and giving the devil a headache. Amen? Amen. Lot of little Jesuses. That's what's better than the presence of Jesus. That's what's better than having Jesus here physically, is to have the Holy Spirit. Amen? All right. Now, there was one thing that God, that God required of all three dispensations. The patriarchs, which was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the nation of Israel, and today in the Gospels, and that is that we should hear his voice. Now, so let me read you the scripture here, and we're going to start Exodus chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 5. It says, Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So the one thing that God required and still required is that we hear his voice. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28, my sheep hears my voice. I know them, and they follow me. So if you are here tonight and you're a child of God, you should be hearing his voice. And if you're not hearing his voice, then either you're not saved, or you haven't been taught, or you desire it. But what it means is that you need to learn how to hear his voice. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Amen? So my sheep hears my voice. Now, the sheep is supposed to follow the shepherd. Now, I'm from Jamaica, and I remember when I was a young boy, we had about 25 or 35 sheep. I don't remember. And as I was young, 11, 12 years old, we had to go and round up the sheep. And you know what? The sheep, they never followed me. They were always running all over the place. We sometimes use the dogs to go and round up the sheep. However, my sister, when she went to Israel, she said she saw the shepherd walking and the sheep was following the shepherd. And I go, what? She said the sheep, just wherever the shepherd went, the sheep was following. But here is the amazing thing. She said the shepherd had the sheep around his neck. And she went and said, what is that sheep doing around your neck? He said, well, because this sheep was the worst sheep, would not stay inside the fences. And so what we do, we take the sheep and we break one leg. And that may sound cruel, but they break the leg. And so it takes about 6 weeks, I forgot how many weeks to heal, but they put the broken sheep would be around the shepherd's neck for weeks. And everywhere the shepherd would go, the moment the shepherd come, he'd pick that sheep up and carry the sheep around the neck. And then here is the amazing thing my sister told me, that when the sheep was healed, guess which sheep was the first in line? The one with the broken leg. Why was that? That sheep learned how to hear the voice of the shepherd. Amen? Not only that, but that sheep was familiar with the smell of the shepherd. And in our case, that's what Jesus does. When there's a rebellious kid or a rebellious believer or a rebellious person, God sometimes put them through a little trial. And then to get out of it, what do? They come and they try to get closer to God. And then they learn how to hear his voice. How many times? That happens a lot. Amen? And so when she told me that, I was like, wow. And that's what God wants. God wants us to learn to hear his voice. And about the smell, that's like in the presence of God, right? So that sheep learn how to, we as sheep, we learn how to enjoy the presence of God. Amen? Now, I'm talking about the different ways that God speaks. And so I sent a slide. Were we ever to do that? Yes. Now, that's 20 different ways that I know. I'm sure there are more, but I know 20 ways that I know the Lord speaks. Reading his word. By the way, a lot of Christians have trouble. How many people have a little bit of trouble? Where do I read in the Bible? Only 4 or 5. Okay, so the rest of you know. Okay, so I'm going to tell you where to read in the Bible, okay? I am going to tell you. So when you don't know, I'm going to tell you exactly where to read. In the Bible? On the inside. Amen? That's where you read in the Bible. When, you know, we serve a God that could do anything. Open the Bible, you pray. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Lord, I don't know where to read. Show me where to read. Start reading. That's where you read. Amen? So the first thing, see, reading the word, teaching, preaching, prophecy, inner witness, dreams, vision, and a trance. You could look in the book of Acts, and it'll explain the difference there to you. Pictures. Are you singing a song? God could speak through a song. By an angel, we see that all over the Bible. By a prophet, signs, wonders, miracles, through nature, peace in your heart, audible voice. God does speak audible. 3 times I heard him. Still small voice. He speaks that way a lot. Through our thoughts, he does speak that way. Circumstances. And then there's a blank one there. That's when you pray and he doesn't speak. But when God doesn't speak, he is speaking. Did you hear what I said? When God does not speak, he is speaking. Because sometimes he wants you to wait. Sometimes he wants you to come a little closer, right? So when you pray for something, don't be so quick to give up. Amen? Now, out of all of those, notice I underlined the peace in your heart. Because after I put that list together, I said, which one does the Lord speak the most? Well, as far as I'm concerned, I believe peace in your heart. The Bible said, let the peace of God reign in your heart. Amen? And so if someone asks you, say, let's go down to the store, and you feel a little funny about it, get into the habit. Start to listen to that peace. If you don't have peace about it, then, you know, maybe pray about it. But if some... How many have ever had someone tell you something and all of a sudden it's like a flag goes up? Amen? So the Bible said, what? Let the peace of God reign in your heart. The Bible also said, he'll keep you in perfect peace, him whose mind is stayed on God. Amen? And that is the kind of thing that I like to think about the Lord, sing songs all the time. You know, so many people are listening to so many other things. Why don't you try to listen to some Christian music or something? And why don't you put on, when you're doing work, when you're on the computer, put on a tape, listen, have God in your thoughts all the time, amen? Because you will have peace. And you know what? If you have peace, your blood pressure will be lower, right? You'll live longer, amen? I mean, really, there's just lots of benefit to that. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice, faith comes. Did you hear that? Everybody's always saying, Lord, give me more faith. You know, it's unscriptural to pray, say, God, give me more faith, because faith doesn't come by prayer. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For most of my Christian life, up until last year, I thought that I would be driving the car, and I would put the cassette or the CD in there, and I'm listening to the Word of God playing because I figure, God, good, so faith will come. You know, or I'm reading the Bible, and I'm saying, I'm going to read the Bible because it said faith comes by hearing and is hearing the Word of God. So if I'm reading the Word of God out loud, faith is coming. You know, I thought that. I'm going to explain that to you. There's more to it than that. But listen to this, and I'm gonna go there. But in a second, when Peter saw Jesus on the water, Peter said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. And Jesus says, come. What did he do? He gave Peter a word. When God gives you a word, when God speaks to you, that's divine permission. You know, many times we don't obey God, but we don't realize what's happening. That's a divine permission. When he gives you a word, when he says something to you, what does he want us to do? Have courage. What is courage? Advance in the midst of fear. Amen? If you are afraid, still go. That's what courage means, right? So when he told Peter, come, one word, and Peter went, and he was able to walk on the water. Amen? Now, listen to when God speaks. We're talking about the significance of hearing his voice, and we're going to get into that a little bit. When you hear God's voice, it's present. It's right now, okay? It's personal. It's to you. And no one can mess with that because it's God's word. Now, God is all knowledge. And so in his vast repertoire of God knows everything, when he speaks, he's just giving you a little bit of knowledge on how to solve a problem. He's giving you a word pertaining to you. Moses was in the wilderness, and the children of Israel was complaining because they ran into, they needed water, and they found water, but it was bitter. And Moses went and cried to the Lord, and the Lord gave him a word. The Lord said, you know, see that tree over there? Cut it down and throw it in the water, and it made the bitter water sweet, right? What happened? God gave a word for the situation. He will give you a word for the situation. But you know what we do? We don't expect God to talk. We don't expect God to do that. And God wants us to have a relationship with him. He is our Father. Let me tell you something. Listen, what I'm going to say is not in my notes, but I'm going to tell you this. If you are here and you never grew up with a father, let me tell you, he is the best father. Amen? And if you are to draw to God and say, God, I realize that I may have missed something and I didn't know. I want you to be my father. I want to be close to you. He will become that father that you never had. Okay? So stop saying you didn't have a father and try to make excuse about that. And this is not in my notes, but I just want to tell you, say, God, I want you to be my father. Amen? All right, so let me get back into the lesson. The Bible says there are two words in the Bible, two Greek words for the phrase the Word, you know? So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's in John, right? So the phrase, in the beginning was the Word, the Greek word is logos, all right? Here's another one. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. A lot of us know these scriptures. Am I correct? Well, maybe. Okay, maybe they know over here, right? Yeah. No? Okay, maybe you guys know that scripture over here, right? So the Word of God is quick and powerful. That word for the Word is logos. All right. Now, here's that scripture we used before. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Now, that Greek word is rhema. Rhema is the spoken word, when God speak that word. So that's where I was talking about when faith comes by hearing. Remember what I said, faith comes, but it comes, your faith gets bigger when God speak to you. Now here's another one. Now you'll understand. Now, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And about, I don't know, a month ago, I'm reading that, and the Lord gave me a little revelation about that. Man shall not live by bread alone. Bread alone means physical food, right? And we eat, within 24 hours, we usually eat food, right? To survive. So when the Lord said, man shall not live by physical food alone, but by also every word that proceeds out of my mouth, out of the word of God. So in other words, man shall not live by eating food in a 24-hour period alone, but also by hearing my word in your heart. Are you getting it? So when Jesus says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that he speaks, meaning he wants to talk to you every single day. Hello? And we need to expect that. Amen? We really need to expect that. Now, I enjoy, when I go to the Lord, I really feel like a little kid, because I enjoy asking the Lord for all kinds of things. So one day I'm driving my car, and it was a pretty hot day, so the windows were cracked, and I'm driving, and I said, Lord, give me a joke. I want to laugh. So I'm driving along, and all of a sudden I hear inside, say hallelujah. So I say, hallelujah. And I'm driving, say it again, hallelujah. So I said it about four or five times, and so I'm like, this is kind of crazy. And then he said, say it again louder. So I go, hallelujah. And I'm driving, he goes, again, louder though. And I go, hallelujah. After about 12 times, I said, now, this is ridiculous. That's it. I'm not saying it anymore. Now I come to the light and I stop. And the Holy Spirit said, okay, say it one more time, loud, as loud as you can. And I go, hallelujah, you know. And the window was cracked, and there's a guy right next to me, and he took off. He did not want to be next to me. See, this is what I'm telling you. See, that's the God we serve. Amen? God is a God that we can be to him a kid, and he will be to us a father and accommodate us. Amen? Amen. Amen. I could tell you a lot of those stories. I've told Ryan a few, but I'm telling you, God is a God that we ought to be talking to him and expect him to talk back to you. Amen? Now, here's the thing. We are always worried. How is he going to talk? Don't worry about how. What things you believe when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. But you say, but I can't see it. You're not supposed to. Believe you receive it. Well, I can't hear it. You're not supposed to. He said, believe you receive what things you desire when you pray, and he will give it to you. Amen? Don't worry how he's going to get it to you. That's his problem. Your task is to believe when you pray, because you're speaking to your daddy God. Amen? Amen. And so we have a God that wants to be personal, want us to be friends. Now listen, you know, God loves everybody, but he likes some people more than others. Amen? Listen, some guys got away with murder in the Bible, like David. You know, God not only loved David, but God liked David. Listen, there's a difference between you could be a parent and you love all your kids, but one is a big headache, right? And so what happened? You love all your kids, but you like to hang around some of them more. Isn't that true? You have friends. You may love your friends, but some of them, you just love to be with them. Amen? And so I told the Lord, Lord, I want you to like me. Help me to do what you're saying, because I want you to like me. If God likes you, he'll come and he'll hang out with you. Amen? Amen. The Lord is, that's how he is. And so listen, I'm working in my basement. A few months ago, I'm sitting there, And the Lord comes and he sits right next to me. Now, I didn't see him, but I just know he was there. And I'm still working and I'm not saying anything and he's not saying anything. And then after a while, I said, Lord, I started to think, don't you have something better to do? I mean, what I'm doing here is nothing. I should be out witnessing in the street. Here I am building these little electronic things. And so he didn't say anything. And then finally I said, Lord, it must be really boring. Isn't it? It's boring for you to just sit in there and just next to me. And the Lord is almost like a mild rebuke. He goes, it is not boring. I heard, okay, no problem. I'll never say that again. That's the kind of God we serve. Now listen, God said he'll be to you what you make him to be. See, I want the Lord to be, he wants us to be his friend. He wants us to have a relationship with him. Amen. And remember, everything people say about God, don't swallow it. Go find out about it for yourself by reading the word. Amen. Go find out about it for yourself by going to God and be open to God and say, God, you know, I'm having problems with this, and the only reason why I did this was because XYZ, and come to God with a pure and a clean heart. When you have when your heart is pure to God and you go to God and you tell him, God, you know, I prayed this, but my motive is wrong. I know my motive is wrong. Help me to get my motive correct. That's how I operate, and I'm not bragging, but I've learned that when you go to God and you're not a fake, that you go, you get a lot more from God by having a pure heart, because he could see. You're not fooling God. It's amazing how some people think they could get away and fool God. You're wasting your time. All right, so let me explain. Okay, now, what I see in the Bible on Luke chapter 17, there are three levels of relationship with God, okay? So likewise, you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servant. We have done what was told us. So God is talking about you being a servant, all right? Next verse, the next scripture. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I've heard from my Father I have made known unto you. In the Bible said about Abraham, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was the friend of God, right? So in other words, God is telling you there's two levels. First, you get saved. You start out as a servant. And then he says, if you obey him, he said, I'll no longer call you a servant but a friend. Because when your friend come over, you'll tell your friend, hey, you know, I want to buy that property half a mile down the road, you know, the one over there in the blue house. Do you know who lived there? That's what you say to your friend. But you don't go to your servant and tell your servant you want to buy the property. You go to your friend, right? So that's two. So in other words, God is saying here is that you start out as a servant, then you become a friend. And then Romans 8:14, those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So what does the son do? I'm sure when Ryan may have gone to his father sometime, said, Dad, I want to buy this. And the dad said, well, okay, I'll tell you what. Here's the checkbook or here's the credit card. No problem. So what did the sons get to do? They get to write checks. Okay? What's the equivalent of writing a check? What's the equivalent of writing a check? And we're comparing how we operate to how God operates. Is that, you know, some men of God that God just does what they say. God does what they comes out of their mouth. So if someone comes up to pray and they said, okay, I'm going to pray for you. In 3 days, you're going to be totally healed. I'm going to pray for you. In X amount of days, you'll not have that problem anymore. God honors the word of the sons, because guess what? They get to write the checks. So listen, the Bible said, if you're not being faithful in the little things, who will give unto you the true riches? So when I look at that, when men of God can say things and God does it just like they said, if they had said, you're going to be healed tomorrow, they would be healed. But based on their faith, they will say, in 3 days, and then you are healed. And let me tell you something, not in my notes again, but here is the deal. Don't pray above your faith, right? So if you pray above your faith, it's not good. Just trust me on this one. I was buying a car once, and I knew what the price was. It was like $16,000. And then I was praying, and I said, Lord, but I don't want to pay $16,000. I want to pay $13,000 for the car. And I'm praying, and but before I did that, when I was praying, I said, Lord, I want to pay, and I know it was $16,000, and then I thought, and it's like a voice says, say $10,000, and I go, nope, I don't have the faith for $10,000. I have the faith for $13,000. I end up getting it for $13,000, amen? I'm just saying, that's just an example. Don't pray above your faith, because remember, as you obey God and faith will come to you, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Your faith will grow. Amen. But that's not the only way faith comes. It comes when you're reading the word. These words on here, black and white in your Bible. The Holy Spirit, you know what he does? He could take a word out of here and make it a rhema. You understand? So, see, God has different ways to bring the rhema to you. It doesn't always have to be him voicing it through any of those things, that those 20 things there, because the Holy Spirit is the one that can take the word and make it in come alive to you, make it a rhema, make it fit for the situation that you're faced. Are we still on point? Are you still here? Yes. Amen. All right. So now God in Hebrews, I didn't ask them to put this one up, but I'll just read it. Hebrews 3, 7 and 8. He said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. You know, so the key, God wants us to obey his obey his voice. Now, with the Pharisees, he told them, he says, I speak to them in parables because seeing they see and do not hear, or hearing they hear and do not hear. Those are people that have a heart. You harden your heart when you don't obey what God is saying. You know what I'm saying? So that's why your ears become hard of hearing spiritually. Amen. God sometimes may be telling you to tell your friend at work about him. Talk to them about the Lord. And you know what? We are more afraid that we may lose them as a friend than being obedient to God. You know what? You know that? And that happened to me a year ago. There was a friend that we shared the same hobby, and I spoke to him like 3 or 4 times a week, and he lives in Arizona. And every once in a while, we would go to the national event, and I would see him. And he's just a real good friend. And the Lord would put on my heart to tell him about Jesus. And we were so busy in our hobby, and I didn't tell him. And one night, I'm sitting, I'm working in my workshop, and he called. I saw that it was him, and I said, oh, I'll call him back. Well, it turned out that He had pneumonia. He went to the hospital. I tried to call him. I didn't hear from him for 3 days. And a week later, he had died. You know, and I felt so bad. And I, ever since that, I said, you know what? I'll never sit and hear the God's voice whenever anybody comes in my presence. And I'm going to look for every chance to tell them about Jesus. You know what I mean? Because that's the one the Lord is going to grab me by the collar in heaven and say, well, you know, hope he won't do that. But I'm telling you, that really hurt me that I missed that one, got lost. Never again with God's help. Amen? So make sure we pay attention. Now, let me read a verse, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 to 7. Lately, you know, my wife and I, we've been getting up. We get up early in the morning, and she goes to her corner and read and pray, and I go to my corner. I go to a different side of the house and read and pray. And I saw this verse that I wanted to share. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear. I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who pluck out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. Who is that talking about? Hello? You out there? That's talking about Jesus. It tells me, you remember when Jesus used to go up in the mountain? The Bible said way early before morning, he would go up to pray to the Father. See that verse? That's what he was doing. He was going every day up to the mountain, and the Lord, his Father God, would speak to him and give him a word, tell him what was going to take place the day. Read it. Who was the one that gave his cheek and plucked out the beard and all that? That's Jesus. So it's just, that was the word telling you what he was going through. Okay, when he was there. Okay, so let me just wrap up here. How can I be sure God is speaking? It must line up with Scripture. Amen? There will be peace in your heart. Like I said before, circumstances will confirm that it's God. Amen? And you need to take a risk when it comes to God. You need to take a risk. That's why I told Joshua, only be thou courageous. What changes will take place in your life? Your faith will grow. Your entire life will be blessed. God will become your friend. You will have favor with God. You will be the head and not the tail. God will be able to use you to bless others. Your reward will be great in heaven. Did you get something out of this tonight? Amen.
Didn't you enjoy Pastor David tonight? I want to share something really briefly. I know it's getting late. We're going to close here in 1 minute. But you shared this with me about 2 months ago. Do you remember that? So I have to say this to you. So he shares this with me. Real quick story. I had a dream. And the dream was this. I woke up crying at the end of the dream. I saw a young child flailing in the water. And by the time I got up to the child was still with its face down. And I could see its leg hanging from the water. Now, stay with me for a second. And I reached my hand out, and I woke up. And I was crying in my sleep, crying. This is the first time it had ever happened to me. I told my wife about it. 3-4 days went by. I had the same identical dream again. Reached out, woke up, crying, sweating. That morning, we have a text that our family all has in the text. You know what I mean. I text my family, hey, crazy thing. I've never texted you guys this before, never said anything like this before to you guys, but I had this dream. I felt a check in my spirit to call Ben and Aaron. Wave if I'm telling them the truth. I called Ben and Aaron. Ben's in the back in the sound booth waving. And I said, I had this dream, and I wanted to tell you this because I just felt it in my spirit, like we were talking a couple months ago. That's why it's important to have good people speaking into your life. And then I called one more person. This is a true story. Ask Brad and Kelly. I called Brad, and I said, Brad, I don't want to alarm you, but I had this dream, and I'm just sharing it with you. Well, I'm another long story. I'm in the hospital with my wife. My father sends me a story from the video news service. I don't know if I wasn't supposed to share this. I'm too far in now. The video news service, it says a four-year-old almost drowned. I read it. Did any of you read it? And I got chills all over my body. And because there's no four-year-old in our house. The four-year-old was Taylor Trzezinski. That's a true story. So the Lord reminded me that tonight when I was getting ready, because I thought you might share something like this. And I'm gonna say one more thing, and then I'm going to pray and close. I felt the Lord spoke to me about an hour after this came to me that there would be a woman in this room that has been physically, you haven't been beaten, but you've been grabbed violently. You're either, I kept praying, asking the Lord, is this person married or unmarried? I didn't get a clear answer, but a woman has been physically grabbed. And you think that you're going to help this man. You're going to change the guy. You're going to do something that's going to change this, what's happening. And I felt the Lord say, he needs to get his own help. You can't help him. So Pastor Dave, if you'll come down, if you want prayer tonight, if you're that woman, come down. Pastor David and his wife do counseling with couples. He's the best to talk to, but he could point you in the right direction if that man is a part of your life. And also, if you want prayer, if you want to hear the voice of the Lord, you just want some prayer from Pastor David, he's down here. Haven't you enjoyed him tonight? Taylor is okay, but she got CPR and the whole thing. She spent the night, I didn't know this, spent the night at Children's Hospital. It's important to hear from the Lord. I felt the Holy Spirit tonight in a big way. And that's why I say the distractions, you got to be so sensitive to them. Lord, we just thank you for this night. We thank you for this Rhema word. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in this place. I thank you for Pastor David. Lord, you've used him in such a great way through his life. But I pray, Lord, that open doors would come. Father, that he'd speak and share and teach your word in more depth than he's ever realized. That a mantle of wisdom would rest on him in a greater measure. Thank you for his life. Thank you for this connection, this beginning of a connection to this house. Bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you need prayer, come down.